The Alaska Senate voted to strip $50 million from the fund for the state's gas line project. The Senate amendment diverted the money to hiring more state troopers and prosecutors, funding road maintenance and education. The move guts the budget of the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, which leads the state's efforts to get an in-state natural gas pipeline. The measure passed unanimously and without discussion during a Senate floor session on Thursday. It needs to pass the House and could still be vetoed by the governor. In other gas line news, AGDC sent out a progress report of sorts last week to landowners along the proposed route for the project. In it, AGDC laid out details of its application for federal permitting. The corporation also raised the possibility of the project using eminent domain to get the rest of the property it would need to build the gas line. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more.
The rumor mill in the Kenai Peninsula community of Nikiski is up and running again after the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation mailed letters to landowners last week. The corporation took control of the $45 billion gas line project last year, and it's been negotiating for control of the land needed to build a pipeline from the North Slope to Cook Inlet and a plant and dock in Nikiski.
I think they're trying to use scare tactics.
That's Steve Bush. He works as a contract negotiator for some landowners in Nikiski who could sell their property to the LNG project. Bush says the letters and the prospect of eminent domain got people's attention. He's heard from clients who want to know if they're going to lose their land.
It scares people around here.
But not everyone in town is worried about the specter of losing their property. Mike O'Toole and his family own nearly 40 acres of land in Nikiski in an industrial area where the pipeline's liquefaction plant would need to be built. And O'Toole says that when ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips were heading up the gas line project, the partner's property management firm made an offer on his land.
I studied the offer, and I studied my relocation costs, and it didn't work out for me, so I stayed.
Since the state took over the project in 2016, O'Toole hasn't heard any updates. That is, until last week when he got the letter. O'Toole says he wasn't surprised to see the state talking about using eminent domain to get some of the remaining land it needs to move the project forward.
I think that there's people that fear eminent domain, but I think the fear is out of the unknown.
O'Toole says that he's had a good experience with the LNG project so far, and he trusts that the negotiation process will be fair. He says the project has been forthright with people up to this point.
They could have come in here, bought a whole bunch of property, and then announced the project, and everybody going, what just happened here?
The Kenai Peninsula Borough got a letter as well. It owns land in Nikiski that would be needed for the final project. The borough's chief of staff, Larry Persily, says he started getting calls from landowners after the letters went out last week, but he's told them not to worry too much about it.
AGDC has no money to acquire land. They don't have any customers, any financing, so yes, if the project went ahead at some point in life, they may need to use eminent domain if there are holdouts that block the entire thing. But as I tell one person, go ahead and remodel your bathroom and enjoy it in the meantime and worry about the schedule for this project at some other time.
And at the Alaska Gasoline Development Corporation, officials say that they don't have any plans to go through the eminent domain process. Currently, they're negotiating with the state's former oil company partners for control of the 630 acres of land the project already bought in Nikiski. They'll need about 300 more acres for the project to go forward. Corporation President Keith Meyer says that typically projects can come to an agreement with the landowner without having to resort to eminent domain. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.